Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
Good evening and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Bill Keith. On Community Focus, we talk to people of interest in our community. Our guests tonight are Bridget Weyer and Jill Collingwood. Bridget and Jill are from the Parent Community School Council for the Plymouth-Canton Community Schools. Hi, Bridget and Jill.
Hi.
It's good to have you guys here. I know some people are probably listening going, Parent Community School Council. What is that?
Basically, we are a group of parents, and we meet once a month. And I kind of think of ourselves as a hub of a wheel, and we share information, and then that information is dispersed to every school's PTO or parent groups. And it's just a really good way to introduce whether it's a community member or event or something in the school district going on. It's a really good way to inform people. And then also, if there's volunteers needed for something, it's a good way to get volunteers because we have a lot of people who come to the meetings, and we meet once a month.
The Community Council was set up many years ago because our district is so large, and getting information across all the schools was difficult. We wanted to make sure that our community felt like a small school district.
Can you give us a little background on the history of the council, when it was set up, and a little bit of why they wanted to bring this group together?
You know, truthfully, we don't know how long the group has been around. We do know that it's been at least since we've been involved with the school, so that's what, 15, 20 years. It's been a long time. And basically every 2 years there's an officer vote, so there's new officers every 2 years. And therefore it's kind of good because you get different ideas and to come forth, and different people bringing their own different specialties.
We wanted to make the board more accessible and the administration more accessible.
Because we like to introduce people that are joining the administrative team. You know, for instance, this Friday when we have our meeting, we're going to have a couple of new hires introduced, and they kind of give a little bit about themselves. We also have someone speak about the LAN, Legislative Action Network, so people can learn about that and what's going on and actually what it is. And then we have the Educational Foundation. So it's a way to get information out, because a lot of the parents in the community want to know what's going on in the district, and with it being so large.
And it's an easy way to dispel some of the rumors that go on.
And we always have, like, the superintendent come speak, or someone from the communications department speak and kind of disband maybe some of those rumors.
It's probably good that there's some kind of centralized organization that works with the parents at each of the school to bring them together where they can get the information that they need. And like you said, dispel rumors. Have you found the dispelling of rumors to be a big part of it?
Through the years, yes. I mean, whether it's been transportation, Winchell closing schools, you know, we've had things explained to us how different processes are. You know, it could have been the building of the new high school when Plymouth was built, you know, what the plans were. Right now, currently, the transition. We have had Aaron McGregor come and talk about the transition with the new boundaries.
Not only then are those parents informed, but they're able to go back to their schools and in their conversations with their neighbors, keep them more informed about what's happening.
But it is a good way. And the thing is, our meetings are not just for representatives from each school. It's for everyone and anyone who wants to attend. And that's my big thing, is I want to make sure that a parent that's in even the preschool program can come and learn more about the district and what's going to happen within the district for their child as the time goes on. So anybody can come, community or parent.
Are the monthly meetings the one thing that the parent community school council does, or are there other activities that you guys are involved in?
No, we pretty much have the meeting once a month. It is a parent volunteer group. We decide the agenda based on what we're hearing out in the community and through other contacts we have, you know, so we do just do the 1 month. But having said that, it's a lot of work to try to plan the agenda, contact the certain people. The nice thing is, though, we have had different groups come to us and say, you know, the transition committee came and said, you know, we need volunteers. So therefore, we were able to get that information out so they could get volunteers. And you know, we've had other things like that, too, where administrative is needed help from parents. There's the Parent Academy. They came and said, we need help. So we were able to get, you know, volunteers through our group because they're all usually people that want to be involved and want to help.
I was reading online that your parent reps at each of the school bring concerns from those schools sometimes to the meetings, too. Mm-hmm. And how have you found that's helped the district?
Sometimes it's highlighted to them difficulties certain schools are having that they hadn't known about before. One of them, I remember at Field Elementary, we managed to get the problem of having kindergarten being in a different building addressed and put on the bond, because they weren't aware of the parent feeling towards that. Things like that are very helpful.
You're listening to Community Focus. Our guests tonight are Bridget Wires and Jill Collingwood from the Parent Community School Council. And they're here talking about the school council and their role in the community. You have a meeting coming up on Friday, and that's Friday, March 6th. Don Sonnen from the district's Blue Ribbon Advisory Committee is one of the featured focuses of the meeting. What will Don be speaking about?
He's going to be speaking about the PARC, the PARC, Plymouth Arts Recreation Center. Also, you may mention the Blue Ribbon panel. And kind of because now that the Central Middle School that has been sold and now they're in the process of that, he's going to present kind of what to look for in the future and how that's going to develop.
How did you decide to extend the invitation to Don?
Well, we knew it was a hot topic, just whether we read the newspaper or we talk to friends at the grocery store or whatnot. And it actually, the timing worked really well because we do pay attention to the board meetings and what happens there. So we just thought it really just kind of fit. And that's how we do a lot of the agendas. And we do get suggestions from other people, you know. We try to really gear the agenda toward what's happening currently.
What are some of the other things that will be covered at this Friday's meeting?
We will be covering the Spread the Word to End the Word with Kathy Carver and Lisa Benarges. Parent Academy will be covered. This is a group that is, I think Bridget will probably explain this one better.
The Parent Academy is a group where we want to educate parents to help their children. And we've had a few different programs already. We have one coming up next week, Talk Early, Talk Often. We've had Simply Smart Kids. We've had one-to-one computer help. It's district run. We do have something coming up March 10th, and that's about safety, whether it's car safety in home or over-the-counter drugs.
Now, you've been the president of the school council, Bridget, and your time in that role is coming to an end. What has been your favorite thing about being the president, and what has been one of the challenges that you've faced in that role?
I have truly really enjoyed doing this. I actually became the president because Jill asked me to do her a favor. And I said, sure. It has been a wonderful way to actually learn a lot more and meet a lot more of the people in the district, because there are an awful lot of wonderful staff and teachers in the district. And I have found that working with them has been really, really wonderful. I've also found it challenging because trying to come up with agendas and trying to kind of plan and try to see what's needed for the parents. I think that's the challenge. But I think we've done a pretty successful job. But I've personally been able to grow in learning the different people and kind of the intricacies of the district.
Have you had any goals that you wanted to accomplish that you're still working on?
One of my biggest goals was trying to get more people aware of the school council, because I was not aware of it when my children were in elementary, and I wish I had been. Jill, actually, once we became better friends, I found out about it and started to attend when my children were in middle school. So I kind of wanted to really get school council out there, and that's why doing the radio has been hopefully helpful, because I want people to know that this is a great resource.
If people are interested in getting more information about the Parent Community School Council, how can they get that information, or if they're interested in getting involved?
Well, there's a couple of things. They can go onto the district website, click on Programs and Services, and then within that tab, there is a Parent School Council link. And on that, they will find the minutes from all of our meetings. They will find any PowerPoints that were used during meetings. They will also find the agenda. Also, there is an email that if they want to have a direct question to me, they can go to pccspreskouncil@gmail.com. That email is also on the link for the school council. And everyone is welcome to attend, and we'll look for them.
So 9:30 on Friday.
Yes, thank you. 9:30 this Friday.
At the school board office.
Well, very good. It's been good to talk to both of you and to learn a little bit more about the school council and the role that you have in the community.
Well, thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Community Focus. Our guests have been Bridget Weyer and Jill Collingwood from the Parent Community School Council. You can tune in next Wednesday at 5:45 for another Community Focus right here on 88.1 The Park.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.